Ethiopia is located in the Horn of Africa, sharing a border with Somalia, Sudan, and Kenya. With over 100 million inhabitants, it is second only to Nigeria in population in Africa and is home to many important archaeological sites. Ethiopia is primarily studied by anthropologists who are searching for early hominid remains. But as the only African country to defeat a European colonial power and retain its sovereignty, it has also managed to retain a considerable amount of its ancient history, which for the most part has unfortunately been altered or erased altogether in nations which had succumbed to colonialism. One example is the Book of Enoch, which has portions such as the Book of the Watchers that dates back to at least 300 BC that describes the fall of the Watchers, who are the fallen angels that fathered the Nephilim, and it is asserted in the writing itself that its author was Enoch, who biblically speaking was Noah's great-grandfather that had lived at a time before the biblical flood. These stories were banned as heretical from most Bibles, but remained in the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. Now, the Book of Enoch describes a number of cavities, or hollow valleys, deep inside the earth's crust. Chapter 22 of the Book of Enoch states, and I quote, "And then I went to another place, and he showed me in the west another great and high mountain of hard rock. And there were four hollow places in it, deep and very smooth. Three of them were dark and one bright. And there was a fountain of water in its midst. And I said, how smooth are these hollow places, and deep and dark." Carved right out of solid rock, the Church of St. George is one of 11 monolithic churches in Lalibela, a city in northern Ethiopia regarded as sacred to many. They were built right into the stone, which was chiseled out, forming doors, windows, columns, floors, roofs, and even includes an extensive system of drainage ditches, trenches, and ceremonial passages, some with openings to hermit caves and catacombs. Dated to around the 12th century, their construction is attributed to King Lalibela, who set out to build a new Jerusalem after Islamic conquest halted Christian or Knights Templar pilgrimages to the Holy Land. Some legends say that angels helped in their construction. It's very interesting to take note of the swastika-shaped windows carved right from the rock, as well as some of the other symbols that are present on the inside of these stone churches, which are rarely shown on documentaries or even discussed at a university level in classrooms. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author and anthropologist, and I'd like to invite you to explore some mysteries with me, which have eluded any serious consideration in mainstream academia. Species with amnesia, our forgotten history, and gods with amnesia, subterranean worlds of inner earth. Thank you for listening and for all the support and positive feedback.